Okay, we're in Sichos Aran, Os Nun Dalid. Hashem Yisbarach Eino Esesh Shtei Pamim Davar Echad. Hashem doesn't do the same action two times. He doesn't do it, he doesn't repeat himself. Ki afilu gilgulim ein zos haneshama, mitgalgel es pam shniya kmo shiurak zos hanefesh, im ze avruach vikiyotzi bazak kiyadua. Right, that even if Hashem determines that a person's neshama needs to be sent back to, down to this world a second time, so it's not the same thing, because he's a different soul than he was beforehand. His soul is mixed up, right, to comprise different parts of it than the first time. Right, he's a little bit of a different person. As there are different parts of the soul, there are five different parts of the soul. So he mixes up with a few other people, maybe. Right, so it's not the same exact person coming down to this world. So therefore, Hashem's not doing the same action twice. Right, so it's to get to a deeper level. Obviously, our goal is to try and emulate God. So we try to understand, His actions, right, in order to understand the way we should act. So what does that mean that Hashem doesn't do the same action twice? Because life is full of repetition, right? For ourselves even, every single week. Even spiritually, it's full of repetition. Every day we go to davening, right? Hopefully three times a day. A person wears the same, seemingly the same type of clothing, right? Every week we have Shabbos Kodesh, right? Every year we have Rosh Hashanah, we have Yom Kippur, we have Sukkot, right? We have all these amazing chagim. So what does it mean that Hashem doesn't repeat himself? And what are we supposed to be taking out from that? Maybe one understanding is, you know, when you look into a lot of the Svarim, it speaks about the holiness of each Chag. And it seems like every Chag, when you start learning the Svarim more and more, you see every Chag is the holiest Chag, right? So how can we understand that every Chag is the holiest Chag? You're telling me that this Chag is the holiest, and then you're telling me that this Chag is the holiest. Well, one way to understand this is this exact teaching, that Hashem doesn't do two things, He doesn't do one thing two times. Every single Chag is the holiest for what that needs to bring into the world. Chanukah is the holiest Chag there is for what it does. What Chanukah does, it brings an aura that the other Chagim can't bring. Yom Kippur brings a level of tshuva that the rest of the Chagim can't bring, right? And there's a special uniqueness to every Chag, that it's as if it's the first time, right, that this aura, or this aspect of being able to relate to Hashem is coming into the world. But you could ask, okay, but you know, we had Chanukah last year and the year before that, and we have Chanukah B'ezrat Hashem this coming year. So let me ask you, how is it any different? It seems to be the same thing twice. What message are we supposed to take out of this? If we're supposed to emulate Hashem, right? We're supposed to emulate Hashem. And every single year we have Chanukah. So what am I supposed to do with that? You're telling me repetition's good. Now you're telling me repetition's bad. The answer is that this Chanukah is not like last Chanukah. And this Chanukah is not next Chanukah. The light coming into the world in this Chanukah will never be seen again. It won't be available to access other than this Chanukah. Right? This coming Sunday, this coming Monday, this coming Tuesday, this coming Shabbos Kodesh, right? Will never be accessed again. It's not just, it's the same thing every week. Every week is Sunday, and every week is Monday, every week is Tuesday. No. Hashem doesn't do one thing two times. He doesn't repeat his actions. Every Shabbos Kodesh, right? We're preparing for Shabbos. It's very easy to fall into the minds, it's just another Shabbos, another week. Okay, we have to prepare. Of course, we need to get it done because it needs to happen for Shabbos. But the mindset is one of, this Shabbos will never happen again. The light that this Shabbos can fill our lives with and the world with will never be able to be accessed again. Next Shabbos is completely different aura. It's a completely different light. Right? And if we can have that mindset, so it enforces us and encourages us to have a present lifestyle, right? Where every day is different. Every day is another opportunity to become our greatest self. And you can't just let this day pass. You know why? Because you're not going to have that same opportunity tomorrow. It doesn't mean you won't have any opportunity tomorrow, but you won't have the same one tomorrow. This mindset helps us really take advantage of every opportunity we're in. It's the opposite of a stale mindset of everything's the same thing, right? Everything's the same. Every Shabbos is the same. Every Pesach is the same, right? Every summer is the same. Every class is the same. Every shiur is the same. Right? It was going from one thing to the next thing to repetition, and it seems like people no. Every single time, there's a new level of understanding, a new level of appreciation, a new level of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I could take out of this. As he explains, right, there's when a person comes down to this world for the second time, so he's a different person, right? He has different parts of his soul to him than the first time. Because Hashem doesn't do the same thing, like we said, he doesn't do the same thing twice. Right, and on another level, it's like maybe Rabbi Nachman's trying to hint us that stop acting like a Gilgal. Stop living our lives like we've lived them before, like we'll live them again. Stop living our lives like that. That's not how to live a life. How to live a life is to understand every single second is a gift that we won't receive back. Right? Hashem doesn't send the same thing into the world twice. The power we have this minute is not the power we'll have a minute from now. We might still have power then, but we'll miss out on this past minute. If we don't buy into this mindset, so it's a little bit, it's not the happiest existence. It's a boring existence. It's a repetitive existence. It's a little bit missing the soul that we could be filling our life with. Right, the mindset is another class, another day of work, another day of school, another Shabbos Kodesh, another conversation with a person. This is different. Today is different. We are different, right? Believing that Hashem didn't send anybody else into the world that's like us. He didn't send me down to this world to do something that's been done before. Every day, every opportunity is an opportunity that is unique, that will not be presented again, because Hashem doesn't send the same thing down to this world twice. With this mindset, we could try and take advantage of every second, take advantage of our lifetimes, take advantage of every opportunity Hashem presents us with, to understand that this is a unique opportunity that we will never see again. B'ezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to use the Holy Torah of Rabbi Nachman to live a life that we're fully involved in, fully invested in, fully present in, and to appreciate every opportunity as unique and special. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.